So, anyway, getting clear. If we've ever felt like things were a little muddy, which I know that's probably just something I experience and that you never experience, but there are times in our lives when, or at least my life, where that happens. So I came back from San Francisco yesterday, and I was sitting there in my little aisle seat, very happy that I got one on Southwest. You know how you don't get a seat, you know. You just got to be lucky or pay $40. And that's what I did. I wasn't going to rely on luck for our flight. So anyway, other people were boarding, and this woman decided she was going to sit right next to me. And we're sitting there for a while, and I don't know how this came up, but she started talking about all the aches and pains in her body. And they've decided it's fibromyalgia, you know, and now she's going to this doctor, but now she's trying a more holistic approach, and she's trying massage, and she's trying all these different things. And I said, well, have you had anything happen in your life lately? She goes, oh my gosh, my husband of 37 years left me, he had an affair. And then I met somebody else, and that I hadn't seen for many years. This woman's, I think she said she was 72, that I haven't seen for many years, and we clicked. And it was just incredible. There was this chemistry between us, and it was wonderful. And he died of cancer. And now I'm seeing somebody, and I don't have any of that with that person. And so I said, have you allowed yourself to grieve your losses? And instantly the tears came forward. I said, maybe not on this flight. But maybe you'll carve out some time and let yourself go there. Because when you don't, you block it all. And you say, you cannot come in. You block it, and you think in your mind. And then your body tells you, I am storing all this pain up for you. It hurts to be here, doesn't it? It hurts all over to be here. So for 3 years, she's trying to be in something that isn't right for her. And so we start talking about that. And I said, I want to let you know right now, I would be amazed if you told me you did not have pain in your body. And I said, I bet your hip and your knees hurt too. She goes, oh my gosh, my hips and my knees. I said, well, when we hold ourselves back from moving forward with what it is we actually know we should do, we are resisting a tremendous energy, and that is going to wear and tear on us. And she said, yeah, but if I do this, I'll feel so guilty, and then what will this person think of me, and what will that, you know, and then I might be alone. She said, what do I do? I said, you put your big girl panties on and deal with it. And she laughed. She just got the biggest kick out of that. She goes, but no, really. And so we talked and talked, and she said, you know, I know all of this. I know all this. I said, you have prayed on this situation to change, haven't you? She goes, oh my God, I prayed so much. You've tried to talk yourself into it. You've tried to see it differently. You've tried to appreciate what is there that is good, and still a part of you wants to walk away. She says, you are so nailing this. This is exactly what is going on. I said, I know I did that. And I'm here to tell you, and you're sitting next to me, so I can tell you, don't do that. I can tell you how it's going to turn out. You can go all the doctors you want. You can get as many massages as you like. You can do acupuncture. You can do it all. But you're talking about going against your authentic self, your essential self. This isn't really so muddy as you think it is. You got your answer to your prayers. She goes, I did? I said, yeah, it was no. You just didn't know what no looked and sounded and felt like. You got it. She goes, I have no energy. Of course you have no energy. Think about it. She goes, you know, I know all of this. I know you're right. I know it. I said, yeah, we know things. Knowing and doing are two different things. She had clarity on that flight. Now, whether or not she does this, I don't know. But we talked for 2 hours. We laughed. We cried. We did all these different things. And she said, I owe you a lot of money for this. I said, yes, you do. I said, no, of course you don't owe me anything for this. This was meant to be. You're sitting next to me. You're opening up to a total stranger. It turns out she's a New Thought minister. We're talking about this. No, I happen to be one. Hello. Oh, by the way, hello, I'm a New Thought minister. I forgot to tell you guys that. God, you overlook the most obvious things.
It's the pronoun.
And the funny thing was, after we talked and she tried to pick up a book and read, she goes, oh, I just can't read this. It turned out it was Rush Limbaugh's brother's book, who studies Bible. Now. And I said, is it anything like his brother? And I said, like conservative? And she said, yes, very much so. I said, well, you don't seem very conservative. She goes, oh, I very much am. I said, I'm thinking, not like any conservative I've ever met who's considering all these options. But the truth is, we put people in a box, and she isn't a conservative like anybody because she's who she is. And she was open to this. And she was amazed that we were having that kind of conversation. And what do the answers to our prayers look like? They look like 4B sitting next to 4C. We all have that happening all the time. And then we say, whatever I went through that I'm sharing with her, I think this is why I went through this. I think this is why I went through this, so that I could just talk about this with her. And it was just amazing to watch the clarity start to come in, like that nothing was going wrong, that her hormones weren't off. There was no fibromyalgia. There was just a lot of pain that needed to be healed and a lot of living that needed to be done. So when we're muddy about something, it's because there's one thing we're not recognizing, and that is our essential, real, authentic self. The one who didn't know any of the social rules, who isn't worried about pleasing anybody. That one. If we don't recognize it, we think we are really just a personality with a social self that is here to please other people. And we're missing a big part of the element, and our life will feel very muddy when we live from that perspective, because everybody we meet wants us to be something different. And so we have to be chameleons. Who should I be now with this group? Who should I be with my family? Who should I be with at work? Who should I be? And we're living from that perspective. And boy, that's a lot of different people to be, just so everybody likes us. So when we recognize the authentic self, we find our voice. And there's a part of us that can say, you know, I am okay with the fact that not everybody's going to like me. And she kept saying, I need to find my voice. I said, yes, there you go. That's it. When we are in those muddy situations trying to be all these different people, then we're also putting ourselves in situations that aren't right for us a lot of the time. The fact that we got to change who we are to accommodate what they want us to be says we're not in a situation that's for us. If we got to be somebody else, then it's not who we're supposed to be around. If we have to become somebody else to go to work, then it means we're not using the talents that are within us. We're forcing ourselves to do something else. Very draining. Very draining. We've had those jobs. We've done that stuff. We've been in those relationships. We know exactly what this woman is going through, right? Because we've done it ourselves. When we don't listen to the body and we don't listen to the mind, the body balks. It will balk like a toddler. It will say, I'm not going there with you. I'm not going to give you the energy or the ease of movement to go live life fully. But it's really not something acting upon you. It's really who you are, waking us up through the body saying, listen to me. This isn't a disease. It's a dis-ease. Get that straight. This is you not being easy and free with who you are. This is the God within, the one expressing as you, speaking to you, saying, love yourself enough to give yourself a good life, to make good choices for yourself. And all the muddiness will go away. And you don't know what's going to meet you until you let go of who you think others want you to be. Allowing others to guilt us into staying something that we're not is always going to be confusing to us. And if we can just say, oh, that's my social self doing that, it's a bag of tricks. When it's not guilt, if guilt doesn't work, it will be fear. And really what the person is saying to me to make me feel guilty and fearful is only what I'm saying to myself already. It's like they can hear my thoughts. It lands like a stab in the heart because I've already been saying it to myself. I've already been saying, that is so mean. Why would you want to hurt this other person? I've already been saying that to myself. I'm selfish if I do this. I'm already saying. So if they say, you're being selfish, it's like, ow. But if we already knew at our core that we're not being selfish, it's called self-love, we would understand the difference and we'd have clarity about this. If I loved myself, would I be in this situation? If I was not fearful of being alone, would I be in this situation? If I was not fearing that I could not support myself, would I be in this situation? What would I do if there were no other criteria attached other than this enlivens me? This gives me joy. This makes me feel who I really am. And that feels really good and like a perfect fit. So she said, why is it I care so much about what other people think? Why do I care what his kids will think about me? Why do I care? I said, because we have been trained to be people pleasers. You especially, you're a woman. You have been trained from the time you're little to be a people pleaser. But it's not only women. It's a lot of people. She said, you know, it's so weird. The people I really admire are the ones who speak their voice, who actually say what they're feeling and actually do what they want to do, and they don't care what anybody else thinks about. I said, that could be you. But boy, is it hard. Because it means you've got to give up something to get something. So one of the things to gain clarity is to stop and say, wait a minute, there's not one of me, there's two. There's my personality, which has a social self, and there's an authentic self. That's why there's always two voices. Part of me thinks this, that I should stay because it's the nice, kind thing to do. Part of me thinks I should run like hell. Run. Stay and sit in this and see if I pray enough, if it doesn't change. Run. Stand against the flow, turn and go with the flow. Since recently, throughout my life, I've been saying yes more and more to my authentic self and saying, where do you really want to go? What's really important to you? I want clarity. I want to feel clear in this lifetime. I want to live life. I want this to be an adventure. The more I say yes to it, the easier life gets. The more I say no to it, the more challenging life is. there's clarity. I'm going to go with ease and peace and stay away from guilt and fear. I'm going to move towards love, real love. Not like I'll pretend I love you even though I don't. Where is love in that mix? It's not there. I'm going to pretend I love this job even though I hate it. There's one that we cannot run a game on, and that is our authentic self. And when I say authentic self or essential self, we are talking God self. We are talking that one that puts on a physical body and is moving through this world. Getting really, really comfortable of letting go of worrying about what others think. Really, really comfortable with that is the way to go. First decide what you want to do, then worry about what everybody else will think. Then decide if that place you want to go to, that feeling, that life you want to move to, is worth what a couple people might say today. And just go for it. In our quotes, which are start on the inside of the program, despite what some people might have thought who wrote up the program. More than our quest for certainty is the quest for clarity. Because we can't be certain of something while we're operating off of two different perspectives of who we are. Certainty comes with clarity. Have you ever made a decision? You made the decision, I'm sure I'm going to do this, and the next thing you know, you're living from the personality, and now that decision doesn't seem like such a good decision. That's why I left it at the baggage area. I knew I left a person, because I've been there before, a woman who knew what she was supposed to do, but didn't know if she could really do it, because the two stories were going to have to battle with each other. Life is a do it with God, do it for others, do it yourself program. We can know what we should do, but the doing is the tough part. Every time we do cross that boundary, take the leap, we gain more and more confidence that this is the way to go. And I love what Rumi says, everyone sees the unseen in proportion to the clarity of his heart. And that depends upon how much he has polished it. Whoever has polished it sees more. More unseen forms become manifest to him. We polish our heart when we let ourselves be who we really are. The clouds go away. The fog clears. And it is the way. It is the only way. Thank you very much.